Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. So for this episode, I want to talk about how you can allow things to be easy, how you can start manifesting more of what you want more easily into your life. And I say easy because so often when it comes to our desires, especially some of the bigger desires, we often have this assumption that achieving those desires is going to come with some sort of struggle, some sort of sacrifice, some sort of hard work. And I see this play out a lot, especially where women are looking to manifest things within their business. So maybe it's specific financial goals. They are looking to really create more success in their life. And they have this idea that in order to do so, it's going to be a lot of work. And of course, whatever we believe is what we're going to create more of. So if you believe that things are going to be hard work, that's what you are going to experience. So for this episode, then, I want to talk about how we can actually manifest more and actually attract more of our desires by, in fact, doing less. Now, before I go into this, I want to share a little bit of my experience with this, because coming into my business, and again, this all came down to my belief system, I had the assumption that things were going to be hard work, things were going to be a struggle. And it was very much a product of what I'd experienced in my life so far. So I'd worked in the corporate world where I'd seen people really make a successful career for themselves and really earn a lot of money in their jobs and, you know, achieve amazing things, but at the cost of really selling their soul in the process, at the cost of working hard, of sacrifice, of actually almost hitting that point of burnout in order to achieve what they wanted. And because that was what had been my experience when it came to being successful and making money and, achieving certain things, that same mindset carried with me into my business. And of course, that wasn't what I wanted to experience. I didn't want to come into my business only to just burn myself out and not enjoy the process. I didn't want to be my own boss, but then to end up having to work all of the hours God sends to make my business work. I wanted to have the lifestyle as well. I wanted to have the freedom. I wanted to be able to travel and to spend more time doing what I loved and to spend more time working on myself and, you know, having this more sustainable way of working, because I do believe that that really hustle mode mentality, it's only going to ever be sustainable for so long. And so this was what really kind of was my initial experience with this work, where I started to understand the how we can actually achieve our goals, how we can achieve more in life, financially, professionally, but actually without having to work harder, by actually doing a lot less. And what's really interesting, when I look at the course of my journey as a coach and as a business owner, it's always been in the times where I've slowed down and I've done less and I've tuned in more that I've actually achieved more. I've actually experienced more. I've actually made more money. I've had more success. My results have always been better. It's always been the moments of panic and desperation and stress where I've actually blocked what I've wanted from manifesting into my life. And it's so interesting to see that play out in reality. So let's dive in then. How do you actually manifest more by doing less? And I think the first thing is to really ask yourself, what would this look like if this was easy? as with anything in life, you have to be able to see it first internally before you can experience it in your physical world. So it's one thing to say, oh, I want a really easy life. I want my business to be fun, or I want making money to be easy. I want success to be easy. But have you actually sat down and thought exactly what that looks like? What would easy look like for you? And so this is something quite fun that you can do, like start thinking about your ideal working day. If work was fun and easy and light and joyful, what would that working day look like? If life was fun, easy, enjoyable, what would that look like? You can break it down into smaller tasks that you're doing. You know, so if you've got a big project that you've got to do, maybe it's something you're working on for your business, maybe, you know, it's something within your career, whatever. If you were to do that and it was to be really, really easy, if you knew that it was going to be really easy, what exactly would that look like? Start to get specific with the details. So this is what I started to do when I started to think about, you know, my perfect day working from this place of ease, joy, and flow. What exactly did that mean for me? And it would mean things like, you know, getting up in the morning and it feeling leisurely, it not feeling like this getting up and this constant rush and panic. Oh my goodness, I've got to start doing work. I've got so much to do. I've got so little time. I wanted it to feel, joyful. And so waking up and having the time to just really focus on myself for, you know, at least an hour where I'm working on my own mindset, meditating, perhaps doing some yoga. You know, starting the day in this really relaxing way without this sense of panic. And then actually the work itself, you know, what would that look like if it felt easy? So when I thought about this, it was, you know, doing the things that I really loved, sitting in my core zone of genius, knowing the steps that I needed to take rather than feeling overwhelmed by everything that I had to do, feeling like I wasn't, you know, spinning a million plates, feeling like I had my workload under control without this feeling of sort of pressure or panic or, you know, this, I guess, this sort of tense feeling of, oh my goodness, I need to get this done. So that's a good place to start then. If you were to live life and it was to be easy and things were to come to you easily, what exactly would be playing out for you? How would you see your days unfolding? The work that you're doing, what would that look like? You know, and again, you can look at the, even get into the specifics of this, thinking about like the individual tasks. So maybe it's, for example, a part of what I do as a coach is create content. And so if that was easy for me, what would that look like? It would be me sat down, you know, feeling really inspired, the words coming out easily. It's just easy for me to create. It's joyful for me to create. I'm not second guessing myself. You know, I'm not overanalyzing my content. I just trust that the content is great and I'm, you know, ready to put it out there. So again, just get into the specifics of what easy really looks like for you. You also want to pay attention to your belief system as well. So going back to what I said earlier, a big reason why I found myself repeating certain patterns when I came into my business, where I was creating more work for myself than what I needed to. I was making things harder than what they needed to be. And it was largely because I believed that things had to be hard work. I believed that success had to be hard work. Making money had to be hard work. And what was really interesting actually was this really tied in with my, how I was deriving my sense of worth. Okay. So when I started to really dig into this and go into my mindset and my beliefs around working hard and, you know, what I was capable of and, what I wanted as a business owner, I realized that I was strongly attaching my sense of worth to how hard I was working. Okay. And so I believed that if I wasn't working hard, then I wouldn't necessarily earn my right to be successful. I felt like, and I believed that it was something that I had to earn. To be successful, to make money, to be successful within my business, that was something I had to earn through hard work. And I started to really pull apart all of my beliefs and really dig into what my subconscious was telling me. And this is where you want to go. Like, your conscious mind is obviously, they're the thoughts and the beliefs that you are aware of, but it's often not until we start really digging into our subconscious that we get a full picture of what is actually going on. And sometimes what we discover when we start really tapping into that subconscious can really be eye-opening. So this, for me, this correlation I had, this connection I had between my sense of worth and how hard I was working, all of a sudden, a lot of my life began to make sense, because I'd always tried to prove myself through working hard. It was ultimately the way in which I felt validated and accepted, which ultimately boils down to the way in which I felt loved. And as with most of our subconscious beliefs, we can trace them back to early childhood. And when I looked back at what I'd experienced as a child, the way in which I'd got my reinforcement and praise was often because of the fact that I was working hard. You know, even from very young, I was quite studious. I loved reading. You know, I was never really told, oh, you need to go and do your homework, because I loved learning, even from a very, very young age. And because of that, and because I, you know, did well at school, that was through how I got my praise and through working hard. Now, what I found even more interesting was when I tried to then actually change that belief. And this is the next step. You know, when you've identified what beliefs do you currently possess that are reinforcing this idea that working has to be hard, getting things you want in life has to come with struggle or sacrifice, or you have to earn your right to receive your desires. When you start to identify what those beliefs are that reinforce that mentality, the next step is to actually then transform those beliefs. So you want to make sure that what you believe is reflective of what you want to experience. So if you want to experience success, money, attracting your desires, manifesting anything, if you want to experience that, the ease of that, and for those things to come easily into your life, you have to believe that that is possible. You have to believe that you can have, you know, the amazing business or the amazing relationship or the money in the bank, and it's not going to have to come with all of that struggle. So transforming those beliefs then is this next step. But what was really interesting when I started to do this work to actually transform those beliefs, some beliefs were easier to transform than others. And what I realized was one of the tricky beliefs for me to change was this belief that I didn't have to work hard in order to receive success or money, that I didn't have to prove myself through working hard. And the reason why I struggled to change that belief was because it was so deeply connected with my sense of worth. So let's say, for example, as a child, I was constantly getting praised for working hard. If all of a sudden I changed my belief and I told myself, you know what, you don't have to work hard anymore. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to prove yourself in order to receive. I was automatically cutting myself off from the thing through which I derived my worth. Okay, so my worth was attached to my work. And if I wasn't working hard, what would I then be worthy for? Why would I be accepted? You know, what would be the reason for people to accept me or to respect me or to love me if I wasn't working hard? Because that had been the thing through which I'd constantly been praised for. So there was a big part of me that really wanted to hold on to this need to work hard, because for me, working hard meant I'm going to be accepted. I'm going to be validated. So that was really interesting when I started to dive into that work. But there was other beliefs that were easier to change, and transforming any beliefs, there's obviously lots and lots of different tools you can use to do this. So some of my favorites are things like NLP, we actually train our students in the Click Academy in NLP, mainly because for me, it's been so powerful, especially when it comes to belief work. Even some of the most deep-rooted, stubborn, subconscious beliefs can be changed in a relatively short space of time using various different NLP techniques. But you want to have sort of your toolbox there of different things that can help you, you know, transform those beliefs at a very, very simple level. Things like affirmations, you know, so just simply saying, I believe making money is easy, or making money is easy, or what I want comes to me easily. I attract my desires with ease. You know, just simple affirmations that you can do. And affirmations alone, they're great. They're very powerful. It tends to be that from my experience, affirmations have worked, but with a combination of other coaching tools and things like NLP and other things thrown into the mix. But the idea is you want to think about, what do I want to believe? If I want my desires to come easily into my life, what do I need to believe? And a great way to actually strengthen your beliefs is to look for examples of who this has been possible for. So when we think about things coming easy, do you know people in your life, or can you find people where things have come easy for them? You know, to give you evidence that things don't always need to be a struggle. So for me, when I was doing this work, I was thinking, well, if I want to believe things can be easy as a business owner, I need to start reinforcing this belief by looking at other people who are running their businesses in this really easy, fulfilled kind of way, without the struggle, without the burnout, without having to sacrifice time with friends and family. And so I was looking at what other business owners and trying to find examples to rebut this belief that it has to be hard work. And it was amazing how many examples I found. And now I like to be that example for our students. I like to be an example of what is possible. And so this is why I'm so passionate about really being able to practice what I preach as a coach and, you know, as a teacher for the ladies that we train in the Click Academy. I want to be able to show up in my business the best way that I can be, so I can set a good example for how they could be showing up within theirs. So I make sure that I've created my business in a way that does feel fun. It feels light. It feels easy. It feels joyful. I have lots and lots of time to spend with friends, with family, with my daughter. You know, I've got this really intentional time for myself. I am sat in my core zone of genius. I'm not stressing out and getting burned out by, you know, things that I'm not meant to be doing. So I've got that ability to delegate, to outsource. And yeah, and I really think that having that role model in your life, somebody that has been able to create and attract everything that they want and do so in this really easy way, it's really important to find that. The next thing I want to chat about in relation to this is how you are taking action in order to manifest your desires. So we're talking here about how do we manifest more by doing less. But getting what we want in life, we can't just sit in an empty room and just expect our desires to land on our lap, sadly. We have to be putting ourselves out there. So let's say you are trying to manifest money. Let's say you're a business owner, you're a coach maybe, and you're trying to manifest money in your business. You obviously can't just do nothing, you know, not put anything out there, not, you know, put your offers of coaching out there and just sit in an empty room and just expect the money to appear in your bank account. You have to be taking action, but that action has to be inspired. And inspired action really means taking action that does feel fun, light, joyful, easy. Forced action is when we act from that place of panic or desperation or stress or overwhelm. And if you are already, let's say you're already a business owner or a coach at the moment, ask yourself how many times or how often are you acting from that place of stress, overwhelm, of second guessing yourself, of not really enjoying the action that you're taking. Because if that is the case, whatever action you take, it's always going to feel like an uphill struggle. It's always going to feel hard work. But imagine if you just trusted yourself when it came to taking action. If the action that you were taking, it was, you were really just focusing on doing what you loved and having as much fun as possible while you were doing it, trusting and knowing that you were on the right path, that you were doing the right things, that, you know, you were being efficient in terms of how you were working, you know, you were prioritizing your tasks in the right way. Imagine having that inner knowing. And this is where getting the support of others can actually really, really help. So, for example, in the Click Academy, you know, we spoon feed a lot of stuff to our students. You know, we give them templates, we give them step by step, this is what you need to do next to relieve some of that stress and overwhelm, so that when they are taking action, it can come from more of that place of feeling inspired and, you know, keeping themselves in alignment. And that's really important. You know, if you are behind the scenes and you're spinning your plates and you are thinking, oh my goodness, what do I do next? And you're confused and you're overwhelmed, that's never going to feel easy. It's going to feel like forced action. And yeah, it's going to feel like your business or whatever it is you're trying to achieve is that continuous struggle. Now, the final thing I want to talk about in relation to this is surrendering to the process. So this kind of follows on from what I was saying about inspired action. When you're taking inspired action and you're in the flow and you are, you know, doing things that make you feel good and you trust that things are working out for you, things are always unfolding in your favor, that's when you are in full surrender to the universe. You obviously want to be taking action towards your goals, but not from this place of, oh, I need to do this so that I get to where I want to be. I need to take this type of action in order to attract my goals. Because you have to remember that the universe is also supporting you as well. The responsibility for getting to where you want to be is not on your shoulders alone. Manifesting is a process of co-creating, where you do your part, but the universe is also going to show up and do its part as well. And you need to remember that. You need to give space for the universe to allow the universe to do that. And quite often what I see play out, and I've definitely seen this play out in my own life, is where I'll be taking inspired action and then things perhaps don't happen straight away. My desires don't manifest straight away. And because of that, I start to feel a bit panicked. It's like, am I doing the right things? Do I need to do more? Do I need to work harder? And there is that tendency then to want to push yourself to try and force that outcome to happen rather than to just allow it. And as soon as we then start pushing for things to happen and forcing things, we then start to make things more difficult for ourselves. You know, we start to work harder. Things no longer are easy. And yes, we might get to our goal, but it's not been an easy process. It's not been an easy ride. And so allowing things to be easy is remembering that getting to where you want to be does not fall on your shoulders alone. The universe is going to show up and support you. It's going to send you people, opportunities, things into your life that are going to guide you towards your desires. Your role is to show up and do the best you can, you know, and have fun doing it and take that inspired action. But you want to be mindful of where inspired action starts slipping into forced action. You have to surrender to the process. Once you're in that space of inspired action, you have to surrender to the process and trust everything you are meant to receive is going to show up in your life at exactly the moment that you're meant to receive it. And it may be completely the universe that is responsible for sending you that thing. Maybe you've played more of a role. Maybe it's some unexpected event that leads to your desire that you could never have anticipated. You know, it's that synchronicity of the universe. But for that to happen, for the universe to work its magic, you have to give it space. And when you're trying to control all of the nitty-gritty details, when you're trying to take over everything and force for things to happen, you do not give the universe space to work its magic. But once you start allowing the universe in, things can and should be easy. And I know because there has been so many times when I've experienced this, when I've experienced just the ease of getting what I want, and it's not had to come with any struggle. It's just been effortless manifestation. And I promise you it can happen. I just want to finish actually with just one example. It's not actually related to business, where I allowed things to be easy and I allowed the universe in. So as I said, it's not actually related to my business. It's related to how I travel. So travel is something I love doing. And actually a big reason why I wanted to become a coach and have my own business was to have that freedom to travel more and travel when I wanted. But I used to travel in a certain way. I used to, and maybe you guys can resonate with this, I used to be an over planner. Like I would need to know like every single little detail of what we were doing and when. And I think especially when I was in a job, because you know, you only get so many holidays a year. So I wanted to have my travel plans meticulously planned out to the point where I completely zapped away any joy from the whole experience, because I would get myself so stressed and so worked up about, okay, we need to be at this place at this time and this restaurant at this time. And everything was so controlled and forced that it no longer felt easy. You know, a holiday is supposed to, if anything, the holiday is like the epitome of living an easy life. You know, you're supposed to relax, take time out, you know, just go with the flow. I couldn't do this. I was literally this control freak trying to meticulously plan my holidays. And I'd often come back of holiday, I'm like, I need another break. And I didn't allow holidays and that enjoyment that you should be getting from a vacation. I didn't allow that whole process to be easy. It always felt like a struggle, like hard work to make everything come together. Until I started inviting the universe in a little bit more, until I started to surrender and let go of the reins a little bit more, let go of control a little bit more. And I took one holiday and it was the first time where I'd left space for just seeing what happened. You know, no restaurants were booked, no plans were made. We would just walk and just see where we ended up. And it was amazing how during those moments, during those days where I did surrender, the beauty of that experience, the joy in that experience, the ease in that experience. And so I would have, like, you know, getting to the end of that holiday, having this experience of, you know, feeling relaxed and having this great memory of this brilliant holiday. And the whole process just from start to finish felt easy. It felt effortless. And that was because I was letting go of that, those reins a little bit, allowing the universe in, allowing the universe to work its magic. And it was amazing at the, you know, the people that we bumped into, the restaurants we stumbled across that perhaps we never would have experienced if I'd have had everything planned out. So allowing things to be easy means allowing the universe to take over, to take control a little bit more. Allow yourself to be supported. So I hope this is giving you a lot of food for thought. And I really invite you to welcome more ease and flow into your life, because it is possible. You know, things do not have to be a struggle. So enjoy the rest of your day, ladies, wherever you are in the world. And I very much look forward to catching up with you again soon. Bye, ladies. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu. We'll be right back.